as a friend.
Blog Talk Radio.
Dateline episodes are available as podcasts. Listen now.
Following program materials are usually aired at a later hour.
When the world must come together as one.
A little more than a month ago, Americans elect new presidents.
Thank you.
open eyes that we
in his arms, never Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fishing the sea, you know how I feel. With a running tree, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. New dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. When day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world in a bold world for me. Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. Spend all the time, you know how I feel.
Back down on my knees. Lord, I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know the change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Brother Sam Cooke, the spirit is still alive in America now. I want to tell you tonight, 1638, I went to your ancestors and they told me to tell you for you to, the change going to come. And they told me to tell you to read Psalms 17 and Psalms 9. For your change. I'm praying for Sister Freddie Taylor up in Minnesota, those down in Arkansas, Mississippi they call, as we move around the country, as we get to different places, God is able to turn some things around. I'm going to have Mary to read the 23rd number of Psalms. I see her hand up. The Lord is my shepherd, that I should not want. And you have to understand that what's going on, what happened in Buffalo, New York, racism and white supremacy is still real. With the killing, so many mothers are crying, losing their sons and their daughters on black crime. They call it black on black crime in America, but in Premier, it's white on white crime, killing and bombing. They got the money and the resources. And over in Kenya, little babies is starving to death. And you got women in America talking about get rid of the babies in their womb. Black women in Kenya, God let them have a baby, but it ain't no food, no water. And you got the audacity to say, it's my body. If it's your body, it ought to be in divine order with God. Because the curse is on you for destroying your body because of what people think or say. And I want to say this. What if your mother or your father had to do the same thing to you? There's a way of depopulation of the community and to give you a false sense of feel like you are able to be all right if you do that. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, the gift of God eternal life. There's no way to get around God. There's no way that if you don't do the right thing, this is the divine healing tonight. But I wanted to say that because so many calls that Bishop, what you think. It ain't what I think. It's a divine law. And that divine law said man and woman. We have bought into a Satan. We have bought into a lie. Democrats, Republicans, lying. All the killing that's going on is a lie. Because you could get rid of the guns. What on the streets of Detroit with a assault rifle, on the street of Chicago, on the street of Minnesota, on the street of Mississippi, Arkansas, with assault rifle, you have those guns in war. You just like somebody riding down the street with a tank. What you doing with a tank kind of mentality? And you really think, as I pray tonight, and I want to say this to young black men and black women that's taking the cocaine, taking the pills and mashing them up and taking them, and they dying like flies. I was up in Minnesota, and Sister Liza told me five died, taking it and dying right there. And not just in Minnesota, across this country, we have become habit to dope because we have turned our back from God. And one of the things happening with all the hoorah and hooray, God is still in control. This is divine healing tonight, and I want you to receive your healing, what God got for you tonight. I want you to receive it. And when you receive it, God will give you me. And whatever you need, God's going to give it to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. God's going to give it to you. When you ask God for it, he's going to give it to you. But you got to let go and let God. I'm praying tomorrow from 11 to 12. We got a special message for you. We want to deal with man standing with God. When I say man, I mean woman, pour his spirit on his sons and his daughter. I'm a son, you're a daughter. No. And it's like this. Don't let nobody, you got to fight the fight. You got the fight that Dr. King fought. The fight that Malcolm X fought. The fight that your ancestors fought. Fight that Mark Garvey fought. We still under supremacy and racism right now as I speak to you. Look around you and how we are programmed to hate each other. How we program to not send a bottle of water to Kenya. And to go to show you, I haven't heard nothing on NBC, ABC, CNN. Said nothing about Kenya. But everybody talking about Premier. Let's have a fundraiser. Let's send some money. Let's send some guns and tanks. War is not the answer. Peace and love is the answer. Problem, you caught up. And that's one of the things that's going on, you caught up. And being caught up, you have to be able to let God. Next week, I'm going to talk about the murder of Malcolm X, Dr. King, the murder of Michael Jackson, the murder. You've been programmed to say, it's an accident. Those that died on drugs, it's designed to kill your sons and daughters. They've been programmed. You know, if Congress wanted to, they okayed money, $1 billion to go to Premier. How come they okay $1 billion to come in to stop the crime or get some jobs or give a stimulus package? Gas in Kenya is $16 a gallon. Poorest country in the world. And that was happening. You know, the reason I can say that, go to your internet and Google it and see what you come up with.
Purple rain, purple rain. some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Time to tell you tonight, the divine healing night. As we come tonight, we want you to stand up for your right. We're praying for the people over in Kenya and all that's going on right now across this country. We ask for your support to join in with us as we begin to fight. This is the Seed of Abraham, yoursite.com. This is Bishop Turner. And as I'm in Minnesota this night, because I'm in St. Paul, as I talk to Brightstar and others, I want you to get ready for a divine blessing tonight. We're praying for the people happen up in New York to happen. And we just have to deal with the crime, the lack of guns that's going on. First, I want to deal with this very briefly. What's going on in Premier have nothing to do with America. But because we pour so much of resources over in America, what we're doing for Chicago, Detroit, California, we have people that are suffering here. Well, and the Republican and Democrat have spent millions of dollars they're sending over. And people are over right now, I talked to some people, and right now over in Kenya, people don't have water. They don't have nothing to eat. And what I'm saying is that we have to come together in order to do something about it. And I want you to stand up for your rights and stand up.
Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the mic.
That's Bob Marley, and his spirit is with us on this Saturday night. And we want to tell you, don't give up the fight. Get ready to carry it to the next level where we're going. This is the Seed of Abraham. You can call me at 708-582-0372. Go to my website, theseedofabrahamyoursite.com. I'm praying for you, Sister Hattie. Also, Dr. Christian, I'm praying for you every letter, every telephone call. And we're on every Sunday from 11 to 12. I will be bringing the message Sunday. And we will talk about what's going on with the killing and the robbing and going on. And as we get ready, don't give up the fight for truth, justice, and equality. For God so loved the world, he gave him the only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Love to everything. Love is the key to joy, happiness, peace. So don't, with all that going on, remain in love with yourself. The God of the universe, the God, I say our ancestor, ring my bell. As I move down, and happy birthday to you, Sister Lisa down in Monroe. Happy birthday to you, Joe. God bless y'all. and every letter, every telephone call, Mary Hawkins and Detroit Pearl praying for you. And right here, Bright Star, up in St. Paul, Minnesota. And I'm praying, Freddie Taylor. Freddie, we're praying for you. There's no sorrow on earth that ever cannot heal. Amilta and Sam Harris, I'm praying for y'all. Because we know that we have to deal with the drugs that's going on in our country. Now, they was on the George Square this morning talking about the violence that's going on within the inner world, within us, as we killing and robbing each other. What happened to Black Lives Matter to Kenya? What happened to Black Lives Matter? If you go out and kill five people, that's murder. If you go out and take five babies out of your womb and murder them, that's murder. So we got to deal with truth. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him tonight will have everlasting. I will pray for you and you tonight. Ezekiel 37, God asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? And Ezekiel said, God, you know it. Prophesied to the wind and the water. And I want to tell you, wherever you might be, Chicago, Detroit, California, and you that's going through a problem, all is well. God is a healer. And all of them that lost loved ones, there's no sorrow on earth that ever cannot heal. But we have evil among us. We have evil. Michael, Archangel Michael, Raphael, and Bobby are fighting evil. But not only you got to pray, tomorrow, Sunday night, we're going into the eclipse. And the eclipse that is going to get dark. I got a message for some of you to do on this eclipse when you call me. I'm going to tell you what you need to do. You need to dismiss some things and let the truth come out, because a lot of going on. We're going back into the cobra, people being sick, because people don't want to obey and do what we're supposed to do. We got to stand up, and we got to fight for the truth. That's what we got to do. You have to stand up for the rights of love. John 3:16, for God the Lord really gave one God's son. But you got to stand up for the truth. And I want to tell you, evil is just evil. Evil don't come in black and white. Evil is evil. So you got to deal with the witchcraft. The evil is going to share our ancestors, and we get rid of all our ancestors tonight. I'm praying for your healing. Father God, we come tonight on this Saturday night. There's so much hurt that's going on about the people. So many people are hungry. So many people don't have nowhere to stay. God, we ask you, God of Abraham, God of Jacob, God of the universe. God, we ask you to touch and heal every man, every woman. Somebody tonight just need a word. And I want to tell you, all is well. The storms, the floods that's to come. We have prophesied that earthquake in California, a fire, all kinds of disasters. And you said, Bishop, what's happening? God said, hi, and let's go. You got to repent from your sin. You got to keep the fight of prayer up to fight negativity. You have to continue to do that, because there's so many forces blocking us from where we need to go. I'm praying for your financial breakthrough. I'm praying for the new job that you don't know you're going to get. And I'm praying that God will open the door for you. I want to say, stand up for truth. Stand up for justice. And the preacher can't do it, you got to do it.
Oh, you're right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't
fight is not over. The fight, Dr. Martin Luther King, Henry McNeil, Turner fought. The fight that Marcus Garvey fights, the fight that Malcolm fights, the fight of your ancestors. We are traditional America. What that means? We're Native American America. By being Native American, we can't give up the fight. We're still seeing what's going on across the world and what's happening to us over the world. So I'm asking you tonight, as I pray with you and for you, Psalm 71, Psalm 37, Psalm 38, Psalm 18, and Psalm 19. I want you to read that tonight. I want God to open the eyes up for you that stop and say, stop. Your mind has stopped, but I want you to get ready for a breakthrough. Get ready for a day. I'm going to open up for you. I say. And I want to tell you, every letter, every telephone call, go to my website. That's justseedabrahamwebsite.com. I want you to kind of see what we're doing. You know, it's like this. If you got a need, you can't stop. Because, you know, if the basketball player, the football player, and the movie star, if they say, well, we're going to send a plane of water over to Kenya, somebody listening to me can organize in their church, organize in the mosque, organize in their block club, and so we're going to send water over to Kenya. And I'm asking Chelsea to go over to Kenya in your trip. I want to delegate you to go over to Kenya and see what we can do as traditional America. You know, we get hung up. They over there, we over here. You know, what I'm saying, that we have to come together. Don't forget, we're on 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. On Mondays, Dr. King Movement. Tuesday, Covering with Interest. Bible class, and we've been dealing with the book of Enoch. And Enoch was given the power to tell the truth from God and the angels. So all next week, we're going to be dealing with the book of Enoch. And I want to thank you, Brother Harris, up in Minnesota, Bright Star, Robin, I'm praying for you. As we move from Minnesota to Wisconsin, to Detroit, to Yazoo City, Mississippi, also to Monroe, Louisiana, to Tallulah, and all the way down to New Orleans, and back to Sweetport, and some part of Dallas in the southern, and Birmingham, Alabama, as we move around in order to bring truth. So I want to say to you, don't give up the fight in your life. I'm praying for your healing tonight and your deliverance. I'm praying that things will be all right. Now, what he's saying, we see the light, we got to stand up for the truth. Now, what's good for the gang is good for the group. If you can send trillions of dollars over to a premier, why not send money over to Kenya where people are starving, no water? And I ain't worried about, we're talking about black, brown people need help. And I'm saying, don't you stop praying. The lady that I talked from, and she said, Bishop, pray. And I want to pray for the people over in Kenya. Father God, the God of the universe, touch Kenya. And God, we need you, the God, to come in, the storm to flood. We don't care what the circumstance is, man do evil. man hate, man don't love. But Father God, touch those little babies that will not live because they suffered a malnutrition. And over here we fighting to kill babies. But over there, babies are fighting for life. It's going to show you how demonic spirit has got in America and got in the minds of people about in pro-life, saying, I got my own body. Yeah, it's your body, but God gave it to you. And you have to stand up for life wherever it might be. That's what I want you to do. Think about it. It ain't got nothing to do with the courts. This got to do with God, that you make up your mind. A judge can't tell you to kill a baby or tell you not to kill it. That's you and God. That's personal. God bless you. If you just stand up for your rights, stand up for your rights, stand up for what God got for you to do, it'll work with you. Let me take the time out to pray today. So let me pray for you. Call God, one God, 245, one now. I'm praying for you that sick. I'm praying for you that lost loved ones. That's the time. Father God, the God of the universe. God, you made the whole world. I promise to sit at the altar tonight. Bless the people in Kenya. Bless the people in America. Bless those that are going to have no home. God, we need you to forgive us so we can keep fighting for the truth. The way to sin is death to get to God eternal life. God, tonight, I say, God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, guide us, our mayor, our governor, our president, all over the world, where people suffer. Those right now, Father God, took the family back to tell the son of this story. God, Abraham, the God of Jacob. God, we ask you to touch right now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm asking God to touch right now.
I accept this award today with an abiding faith in America and an audacious faith in the future of mankind. I refuse to accept the idea that man is mere flotsam and jetsam in the river of life, unable to influence the unfolding events which surround him. I refuse to accept the view that mankind is so tragically bound to the starless midnight of racism and war that the bright daybreak of peace and brotherhood can never become a reality. I have the audacity to believe that peoples everywhere can have 3 meals a day for their bodies, education and culture for their minds, and dignity, equality, and freedom for their spirits. Your Majesty, Your Royal Highness, Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I accept the Nobel Prize for Peace at a moment when 22 million Negroes of the United States are engaged in a creative battle to end the long night of racial injustice. I accept this award on behalf of the civil rights movement, which is moving with determination and a majestic scorn for risk and danger to establish a reign of freedom and a rule of justice. I am mindful that only yesterday in Birmingham, Alabama, our children crying out for brotherhood were answered with fire hoses, snarling dogs, and even death. I am mindful that only yesterday in Philadelphia, Mississippi, young people seeking to secure the right to vote were brutalized and murdered. I am mindful that debilitating and grinding poverty afflicts my people and chains them to the lowest rung of the economic ladder. Therefore, I must ask why this prize is awarded to a movement which is beleaguered and committed to unrelenting struggle, to a movement which has not yet won the very peace and brotherhood which is the essence of the Nobel Prize. After contemplation, I conclude that this award which I receive on behalf of that movement is a profound recognition that nonviolence is the answer to the crucial political and moral questions of our time, the need for man to overcome oppression and violence without resorting to violence and oppression. Civilization and violence are antithetical concepts. Negroes of the United States, following the people of India, have demonstrated that nonviolence is not sterile passivity, but a powerful moral force which makes for social transformation. Sooner or later, all the peoples of the world will have to discover a way to live together in peace and thereby transform this pending cosmic elegy into a creative psalm of brotherhood. If this is to be achieved, man must evolve for all human conflict a method which rejects revenge, aggression, and retaliation. The foundation of such a method is love. The tortuous road which has led from Montgomery, Alabama to Oslo bears witness to this truth. This is a road over which millions of Negroes are traveling to find a new sense of dignity. This same road has opened for all Americans a new era of progress and hope. It has led to a new civil rights bill, and it will, I am convinced, be widened and lengthened into a superhighway of justice, as Negro and white men in increasing numbers create alliances to overcome their common problems. I refuse to accept despair as the final response to the ambiguities of history. I refuse to accept the idea that the isness of man's present nature makes him morally incapable of reaching up for the eternal oughtness that forever confronts him. I refuse to accept the cynical notion that nation after nation must spiral down a militaristic stairway into the hell of nuclear annihilation. I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word in reality. This is why right temporarily defeated is stronger than evil triumphant. I believe that even amid today's mortar bursts and whining bullets, there is still hope for a brighter tomorrow. I believe that wounded justice, lying prostrate on the blood-flowing streets of our nations, can be lifted from this dust of shame to reign supreme among the children of men.
Medical research. Almost every credible economist will tell you it's been a huge drag on this recovery. And it means that we're underinvesting in the things that this country needs to make it a magnet for good jobs. Then over the last 6 months, this gridlock has gotten worse. I didn't think that was possible. The good news is a growing number of Republican senators are looking to join their Democratic counterparts and try to get things done in the Senate. So that's good news. For example, they worked together on an immigration bill that economists say will boost our economy by more than $1 trillion, strengthen border security, make the system work. But you've got a faction of Republicans in the House who won't even give that bill a vote. And that same group gutted a farm bill that America's farmers depend on, but also America's most vulnerable children depend on. And if you ask some of these folks mostly in the House about their economic agenda, how it is that they'll strengthen the middle class, they'll shift the topic to out-of-control government spending. Despite the fact that we've cut the deficit by nearly half as a share of the economy since I took office.
Crowded land, how much more be you from me?